skateboarding could be the spark for an infusion of public art in Gallatin. A new mural honors a local hero who became Tennessee's first professional skater in the 1980s. And WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports that a very pro-skateboarding mayor wants to foster street art in the suburban city.
Inside the green chain link fence, a couple dozen skateboarders ride the ramps. And overlooking them is the half-smirk of Ray Underhill, a skating pioneer who was a teammate of Tony Hawk. Underhill, who died of a rare cancer in 2008, is rendered larger than life, a match for his legacy.
When I was coming up as a young skateboarder, late 80s, early 90s, he was at the pinnacle. And to know that someone from our area made it that big was just mind-blowing and super influential.
Brian Deese is the artist and a skateboarder. He's best known for black and white spray paint likenesses of Johnny Cash, Loretta Lynn, and other superstars in Nashville. But now he lives in Gallatin.
You know, being a former graffiti guy and street artist, I always see walls that would be awesome placements for murals. And so this is the first step to hopefully do a lot more murals in Gallatin.
I hope he does more art here.
That's skater Kyle Maines, who says Gallatin isn't known for public art, with few pieces that come to mind.
There's a mural on Main Street. It's 17 years old now, so that would be cool if he redid that one. It's falling apart.
The challenge is restrictive city codes, but artists have an ally in Gallatin Mayor Paige Brown.
Murals for a city the size of ours are kind of still new. And we've been having meetings figuring out what we need to do, because right now anything painted on a building is considered a sign in the city of Gallatin.
And sign ordinances are notoriously strict. So taking cues from Nashville, the mayor is working on a separate category for public art. It helps that this skate park mural is of special interest to her. Mayor Brown happens to be the aunt of Gallatin's current nationally known skateboarder, teenager Jake Wooten, and she has deep respect for the sport.
There are a lot of people my age or probably all ages that haven't been exposed to skateboarding and don't understand the positive impact that it has on so many people.
Even in her high heel boots, the mayor is comfortable among the ramps, coaxing the skaters to come dedicate the mural and honor Underhill's family.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, particularly our skaters, y'all wave and say hey. Glad to see a bunch of you here today. Don't leave before we're finished, because I want to tell you something before you do.
Brown's surprise? In addition to murals, she's also pursuing a grant for a new fully concrete skate park. That'd be an upgrade that Ray Underhill would have loved. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.